President John Evans Atta Mills has assured the Public Services Commission of the necessary financial support to enable it to discharge its constitutional duties efficiently. This is because the Commission is at the very foundation of the country's governance system. President Mills gave the assurance when he swore in Dr. Lawrence Kanai as Vice Chairman and Mike Garba as full-time member of the Public Services Commission at the Kasalusu. Our presidential correspondent Seth Eya reports.
Dr. Lawrence Kanai is a lecturer at Gimpa and management consultant, while Mark Garba is described as a dictionary of the Public Services Commission. This is because he is someone who has long been associated with the commission as a deputy director, secretary, and now a full-time member. President Mills administered the oath of office, secrecy, and allegiance. With the swearing in of the two, the commission now has the full complement of members. The chairman of the commission, Mrs. Bridget Katriku, expressed concern about the size of staff in some public institutions. As a result, the commission is embarking on staff auditing to have a fair idea of the situation across the country. She therefore appealed to President Mills to support the commission to do a comprehensive work.
The Public Services Commission currently is very much concerned about the size of some of the public services institutions, and we are trying to talk to the Ministry of Finance to see if they can make some funds available for us to do what we call staff auditing and management reviews. Recently, we conducted a survey of some staff, about 30 selected public services, and we realized that most of them didn't have what we call establishment level. So they appoint without any justification. In some organizations, there were about 5 vehicles and about 15 drivers just sitting down, and it goes on like that, and we are not very happy about that. So we want to find a scientific way of establishing the establishment levels so that the next time they ask for permission to recruit, we would compare what they have and what they are asking for.
President Mills said the government's wish is to create job opportunities for many Ghanaians as possible. However, a bloated public payroll with people being paid for no work done is a drain on the public purse.
We'll make available to you the funds that you need for the staff auditing. Clearly, as government, we want to have jobs for everybody. But when you are in an establishment and you don't have any definite assignment, that even creates more problems for us. We have a situation when the public sector alone is consuming a very high percentage of the revenues that we are deriving as a government. Clearly, if they were performing their side of the bargain, nobody will complain. But you cannot pay somebody for doing nothing.
The two commissioners pledged to give up their best to make the Public Services Commission an envy of other countries as it used to be in the 1960s and 70s. Says Eya, Radio Ghana, Castle Osu.